Welcome back to another episode of Sustainable Idaho here on KISU. Sustainable Idaho explores issues such as Idaho's water, energy, agriculture, and climate. This show is a partnership between Portneuf Resource Council, Idaho State University's Sustainability Club, and KISU. Thank you to those organizations for making Sustainable Idaho possible. This week, our host is Julie Raymond.
Today, we will be discussing the ISU Sustainability Club. Last week, host Chris Brown took a deeper look at salmon in Idaho with part two of his series. The show is available at KISU/programs/Sustainable Idaho. For today's show, I'm uniquely honored to introduce you to some of the amazing students and faculty who directly support the ISU Sustainability Club with their hard work and commitment. The original energy behind the creation of the Sustainability Club came from Linda Engel, who also held the original vision for this radio show. Her colleague, Trina Running, is her collaborator in leadership and the creation of a platform for action through the Sustainability Club. First, let's hear from three of the students who have joined the Sustainability Club and work alongside both faculty advisors to expand the membership and influence of the club through projects, education, and involvement. Our first student guest is Isaac Jordan, a student from the Political Science Department and last year's club treasurer. Isaac, what's your sustainability story? Help us understand why sustainability and supporting the club is important to you.
One of the things that was probably got me most thinking about sustainability was I went with WSE, Wild Science Explorers, and they raft guided on lower salmon. And they were all about education and showing kids the different environments that exist within that salmon drainage and getting them, you know, out. And when I was on those trips, it was amazing that you would get out there and to fully disconnect from all these things in life, whether it's the technology or the rush of the city or driving your car, to take a break away from those things. And it really made me reflect on the value that nature inherently holds within itself. And so that for me kind of laid the emotional foundation for why I wanted to fight for this planet and all the ecosystems that contained within it. There's obviously numerous things that could get people inspired to join the Sustainability Club. That concern for what's going on right now with deregulation of environmental controls and things like that, that really has made a lot of people worried, and they want to find a venue to get out there and voice their concerns. And in a lot of ways, we're here to find solutions and to talk about these things. And also, you know, a lot of us are like-minded, at least in the fact that we care about sustainability. So why would someone join? Because they're worried, because they're angry, because they're stressed about what's going on with the degradation of environmental conditions, and they want an outlet for that. The club increased kind of in growth and interest is that the interest was already out there. It was just a matter of us getting the message out there and that this resource was available. Once people heard that, they're like, hey, you know, these issues are on my mind and I want to do something about that. So the concern is already there among the student body. We just needed to tap into that a little bit more successfully.
Thank you, Isaac. Heather Phillips is an engineering student and last year's club president. Heather, tell us about your accomplishments as a Sustainability Club president and share your insights about what leadership means.
First of all, leadership is about the people. It's not about you. Your job is to create space for others to shine. Beyond that, make sure to touch bases with your faculty advisors often. They're here to help you, and they're really great at it. And just stay organized. Honestly, it means a lot to me that I was able to move the club from unofficial status to official status. The process of writing the Constitution really stretched me as a person, and it also created the foundation for the club moving forward. I'm really grateful that I had the opportunity to take part in that. You know, it's great to have somewhere on campus where we can stand up together for the future of our environment and for our planet.
Thank you, Heather. This year, the ISU Sustainability Club has a new president, Felix Lovelace, a secondary education major. Felix, what drives you to take on such a big role?
Personally, what drives me is a sense of moral responsibility. I really want to leave something better behind for the generation that comes after me. I feel a massive sense of responsibility to the future generation. The only other thing I would say is that, like, as a student, sustaining the place where we live and thrive is an incredibly, it seems like a very logical course of action. The most important thing we're trying to do right now is building club membership with a big focus on inclusivity. You have a passion for sustainability. We want you to consider joining the club. For anyone who's on the fence, I think it's important to just consider what a positive impact a large group of students on campus practicing sustainability could have on the campus community as a whole and on the planet.
Thank you, Felix. Our next guest is Dr. Trina Renning of the Sociology Department. Trina, why do you commit yourself to being an advisor for this club and bring this opportunity to students?
One of the reasons that I am extremely interested in promoting and participating in the ISU Sustainability Club is to give my students a tangible suggestion for something they can do in the community. Because when my students learn about our environmental problems, and there is not one who takes my environmental sociology class and says, oh yeah, I knew all of that already. They're always learning more things about how human activities are affecting the environment. And so many of them want to do something about it. And they ask me, what can I do? And it is such a huge issue. You know, if it was easy to solve, many of the original leaders would have already solved this problem, but it is a huge problem that includes all of us.
Thank you, Trina. And finally, Linda Engel, who teaches in the math department. Linda, will you please share your vision and sense of purpose about the Sustainability Club?
I find it very exciting. Our members are creating a world that they will live in, and their voices matter. We are at a moment of opportunity. As the entire world turns away from using fossil fuels toward a carbon-free future, it's important that ISU not only keep up with what's happening, but also move to the forefront.
Thank you, Linda, Trina, Felix, Heather, and Isaac. Felix, let's circle back to you. How can listeners interested in joining the ISU Sustainability Club take the first step?
Hi, this is Felix, the Sustainability Club president. If you are an ISU student concerned about sustainability, go ahead and add us on Facebook and Instagram at ISU Sustainability Club. Visit our website at sites.google.com/ISU Sustainability Club or email us at sustainableclub@isu.edu. We look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you, Felix. Join us next Tuesday when host Chris Brown and I take a look at sustainability on university campuses, where strategies for innovation, accomplishments, and creative problem solving lead the way.
Sustainable Idaho airs every Tuesday morning at 7:35. We explore issues such as Idaho's water, energy, agriculture, and climate. Thank you to our partners, the Portneuf Resource Council, ISU Sustainability Club, and KISU. Links to this and past programs can be found at kisu.org/program/sustainableidaho.